The next patient is Irene Goldie. The last name is G-O-L-D-E, like an echo. First name Irene, I-R-E-N-E. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 2. For some reason, there is a drop in the GFR that I do not understand. It is not getting along with the rest of the chemistries, and whether or not the patient was dehydrated, the date of the determination is unknown. We are going to repeat that evaluation, and the patient continues to have a proteinuria that is no more than 300 milligrams. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been fluctuating. It seems to me that the patient is manipulating the medications. The changes that we are going to make is increase the carvedilol to 12.5 milligrams POBID and decrease the hydralazine to 100 milligrams POBID. The patient is supposed to be taking this medication every 12 hours. She's going to continue getting a blood pressure log because of the fluctuation of the blood pressure readings. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 5.8. Following number, the history of six sinus syndrome, status post permanent pacemaker is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. Following number, carcinoma of the breast, that is in the evaluation with the Florida cancer. Following number, anemia is also evaluated by the Florida cancer because it's not iron dependent. Following number, hyperuricemia, the patient will be restarted on allopurinol 300 milligrams every day. The patient felt much better after the infusions of Krystexxa. Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. Following number, the patient has Barrett's esophagus that is treated with PPIs. We invested 8 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.